If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we are experiencing the greatest summer in our history. The summer of 76 is entitled Revival Time. In other words, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. We have seen many precious souls come to know Christ as their own Savior. We've had a number of people added to our Sunday school and to our church rolls. We have set new attendance records throughout the days of June and July. We have 1 month remaining in our revival season. We're looking forward to the month of August being the greatest month of the summer. Next Sunday, 1 week from today, on August the 1st, we will endeavor to have all of our people to do their very best to bring one other person with them to Sunday school. The day has been designated Everyone Bring One Sunday. Surely there's someone you know who's not attending Sunday school in church. We invite you to come and to bring one other person with you 1 week from today on Sunday, August the 1st. Our special guest for that day will be the award-winning youth choir from the Calvary Baptist Church in Wayne, Michigan. These young people will thrill your heart as they sing in our Sunday morning worship service. And then beginning in the following week, our World Baptist Fellowship Youth Conference, the young people from Worth Baptist Church, will join together with young people from hundreds of churches all over the nation, taking part in the World Baptist Fellowship Youth Conference Week. And I trust that you'll plan, if you're a young person, to join with us on the campus of the Arlington Baptist College for this outstanding youth conference. We'll be having more to say about it on our broadcast next Sunday. In the meanwhile, we invite you to come and worship the Lord with us today here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. We are now concluding a series of studies in the book of the Revelation. In fact, today will be the last lesson in that series, Highlights in the Book of the Revelation. Our topic for study today is the eternal state based on Revelation chapters 21 and 22. We'd like for you to come and join with us in this final study in the book of the Revelation. Our morning worship hour begins at 11. And our evening worship service is at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. Our visitation ministry is Tuesday at 10 o'clock and Tuesday at 7. Our midweek services on Wednesday night at 7:30. We'd be happy to have you come and visit in any or all of these services of Worth Baptist Church. Remember, a warm welcome and a spiritual atmosphere await you in all the services of Worth Baptist Church. We would be looking forward to having you visit with us today as we conclude the greatest July in our history. And we want to remind you that we're asking people all over the Metroplex to continue in prayer for an old-fashioned revival in America. These are days of decision for our country, and we believe that the answer is an old-fashioned revival. Regardless of the outcome of the elections in November, the future and destiny of America is still in the hands of God. So God is ruling in the universe today, in the affairs of nations, and in the affairs of men. We are praying that God would send a great revival to America, and that He would begin that work right here in the city of Fort Worth, Texas. Join with us in prayer for revival. Remember, America's revival time text is 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now, if we meet God's condition as Christians, God will send a revival to America. There are enough Bible-believing Christians in America to turn the tide spiritually and politically in our nation. And we're calling on people throughout the World Baptist Fellowship with churches all across America to join in prayer that God will turn America around. America needs a spiritual revolution, a spiritual renewal, a spiritual awakening. So we're asking God for that during these days of our bicentennial year. 1976 is a year of opportunity for America, and we believe it is America's year of revival. Join with us in prayer. And don't forget, we'd like to have you come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Remember our location, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. In the very near future, in fact, sometime during the month of August, we plan to break ground for our new building on the 14-acre site at Campus Drive and Loop 820. We covet your prayers as we move toward the beginning of the construction of our new facilities. In the meanwhile, here at our present location, we'll be happy to have you come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church. We would also like to hear from you by mail this week. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Wanted a Few Good Men. I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 at verse 14. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the privilege of prayer. We bring before Thee the needs of the people who are listening to this broadcast. We pray for our shut-in friends, for those who are sick, for those who are aging in the rest homes and hospitals or in their own private homes today. We pray for those who visit in our city. We pray for the entire structure of our city and its government, for our state and for our nation. We pray for our president. We pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit in the lives of voters all over America in these next few weeks and months as we face our elections. May America be turned back to Thee in an old-fashioned revival, in a spiritual awakening. Send, we pray Thee, a spiritual renewal, a spiritual revolution to America. Bless this broadcast, and as a result of it, may many people come to know Jesus Christ as their own Savior, and may many hearts be blessed. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving, amen. Now in your Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, at verse 14, Paul writes to the church at Corinth, Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. Let me repeat, I seek not yours, but you. The Marine Corps has a motto, We Want a Few Good Men. I've entitled my message, Wanted a Few Good Men. A few years ago, it was a popular thing to hear on the radio or see on the television or on billboards or newspaper advertisements, Uncle Sam standing and pointing a finger saying, Uncle Sam wants you. My friend, my text is saying something very similar to that statement. In reality, my text is saying, Jesus Christ wants you. Let me ask you this question, my friend. Does Jesus Christ mean anything to you? Does Jesus Christ mean everything to you? What is your idea about Christianity? Do you believe that Christianity is restricted to little children and old men? Well, not on your life, my friend. Christianity embraces the faith of childhood, the strength of manhood, and the maturity of age. Christianity is a religion for all seasons and for all men. Jesus Christ invites you to come to Him. We read in the Bible, in Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest." My friend, you may feel today that no one in all the earth wants you, but you're mistaken. I've come to bring you good news today. Disheartened, despondent, discouraged as you may be, I want you to know emphatically, unequivocally, that Jesus Christ wants you. Do you believe what Jesus Christ said? Do you believe every word that Jesus said? Listen then, my friend, to this next statement. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Without His way, there is no going. Without His truth, there is no knowing. And without His life, there is no growing." Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. And without His light, there is only utter darkness in this world." Jesus Christ said, "I am the water of life." Without Jesus Christ and the water of life that He will give you, there is no drink to satisfy the thirst of your soul. Jesus Christ said, "I am the bread of life." Without His bread, there is no food to satisfy the hunger of your heart. Jesus Christ went on to say, "I am the door." Without this door, the door of Jesus Christ, there is no entrance into heaven. You see, men can get to heaven without fame, without wealth, without popularity, without power, without prestige, without diamonds and silver and gold. But men cannot get to heaven without Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the true vine. Without His vine, there is no fruit." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Without Jesus' life, there is no living. Now get back to my text for a moment. You believe every word Jesus said. You believe Christ wants you and that He's talking to you today. Well, listen to what Paul said. "I seek not yours, but you." He's talking that. He's saying that for Jesus Christ. So in reality, Jesus Christ is saying, "I don't want what you have. I want you." Jesus does not want your money. In fact, you don't have any. If you're a Christian, it all belongs to God anyhow. Jesus does not want your time. You don't have any time. Jesus does not want your talent because you don't have any talent. Jesus does not want your energy or strength or influence because you don't have any. Jesus Christ only wants what belongs to Him. If you are saved, you belong to Him. Therefore, all you have is His. Here's the greatest paradox in all the earth. You have nothing. On the other hand, you have everything. You, if you are a Christian, you are one with Him who is everything and who has everything. So, you cannot lose because Jesus Christ cannot lose. You cannot be defeated because Jesus Christ cannot be defeated. You cannot be destroyed because Jesus Christ cannot be destroyed. I repeat, you are one with Him who is everything and who has everything, and that simply means that you are everything and you have everything. Jesus Christ wants you. There are three reasons why Jesus Christ wants you. First, Jesus Christ wants you because of the price that He paid for your redemption. Has it occurred to you how much Jesus Christ gave for you to be saved? Jesus Christ gave His own life's blood in order for you to be redeemed. Jesus spared nothing. He offered Himself as a sacrifice upon the cross, shedding His blood, giving His life in order that you might be redeemed. So, my friend, the price is far greater than you could ever calculate. You could never reason nor figure out the price that Jesus Christ paid for you. It is beyond description. It is beyond calculation. It is beyond measurement. Jesus Christ gave everything, paying the supreme sacrifice, the supreme price of His own life, in order that you might live. So I say to you, Jesus Christ wants you because of the price that he has paid for your salvation. Secondly, Jesus Christ wants you because of the potential he sees in you. There was a man who was brought to Jesus one day whose name was Simon Peter. Jesus said to him, "Thou art Simon, thou shalt be Peter." The word Simon means snub-nosed. The word Peter means a rock. So Jesus was saying to Peter, you're going to have a character like a rock. You're going to be solid and strong. You're wishy-washy now. You're vacillating now. You're weak now. But you're going to be strong. And you know, my friend, when Jesus Christ looks at you, he sees two things. First, he sees who you can become. And secondly, he sees what you can become. Oh, I know, but somebody is arguing in the radio audience right now. Oh, but preacher, God doesn't want me. I'm a nobody. Haven't you heard? Don't you know? Let me tell you. God specializes in making somebodies out of nobodies. Look at Moses. He was a stuttering, stammering shepherd. One day he saw a bush on fire that was not consumed. Out of that bush came the voice of God. Moses, Moses, I want you to be my great deliverer for Israel. My friend, what we need today is to see some more bushes aflame. We need to stop to hear the voice of God as he says to us through Jesus Christ and through the Bible, "Come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Come, for all things are now ready." Jesus Christ wants you, and once you have answered the call, then you have come to the place in your life when you recognize that Jesus Christ is your Savior, you belong to him, he belongs to you, and he will develop the potential of your life. You have the potential of becoming a great soul winner. Jesus said, "Come after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." You have the potential of becoming a great servant to other people. One day Jesus said to his disciples something very strange. Listen to it. Here's what he said. Jesus said, "I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was naked, and you gave me clothes to wear. I was in prison, and you visited me." The disciples, looking one at another, said in astonishment, no doubt, at least under their breath, "What does he mean? What is he talking about?" And then one of them spoke up audibly and said to Jesus Christ, "But Jesus, when were you hungry and we fed you? When were you naked that we clothed you? When were you thirsty that we gave you water? When were you in prison that we visited you?" Jesus looked at those people who were around him, and here's what he said, "Inasmuch as you did it unto one of these my little ones, you did it unto me." In other words, when you help somebody else, you're doing that to the honor and glory of Jesus Christ, and you're doing it unto him. Now, you may not be able to do everything you want to do, my friend, but just doing a little something, serving Christ, will do something for your life. By the way, Jesus said, "He that giveth a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple will receive a disciple's reward." Did you know that while you eat your lunch today, 417 people somewhere in the world will starve to death? That means an average of 10,000 people a day starving to death in the world. Even more heartbreaking than that is this. Every time you draw a breath, four people go out into eternity who have never heard the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you may not be able to preach a sermon, but you can give a cup of cold water. You may not be able to teach a class, but you can give a cup of cold water. You may not be able to sing a solo, but you can give a cup of cold water. You may not be able to give a dollar, but you can give a cup of cold water. And my friend, when you let Jesus Christ have your life, he not only sees the potential in you, but he begins immediately to develop the great potential that is in your life. This is the reason Jesus Christ wants you, because of the potential of what you can become. In the third place, Jesus Christ wants you because of the promise He made to come back and get you. Oh, my friend, I love John chapter 14, verse 1 through verse 3. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." What a promise. Jesus wants you, my friend, because He made a promise that one day He was coming back for you. That day may be sooner than you think. It may be today. It may be tomorrow. It may be tonight that Jesus Christ will come again for His own. The Bible says Jesus Christ is coming to rapture His own. I want to ask you a heart-to-heart question. Do you belong to Jesus Christ? Are you saved? Are you looking for His return? Are you prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ? Do you know Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? Have you passed from death unto life? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your very own? If not, my friend, I trust that you would right now by your radio, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, kneel by your radio. If you can't kneel, just bow your head. Maybe you can't do either one. Perhaps you're driving down the highway. Why don't you pull the car over to one side? Pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And the moment you pray that prayer, believing that Jesus Christ died for you, was raised from the dead, you'll be saved. Why, the Bible says, whosoever, and that means you, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you call upon His name even now, trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior? Remember this, Jesus Christ wants you. Do you want Him? I have this footnote and I shall be through. Jesus Christ wants you just like you are. He doesn't want you to wait to get any better. He doesn't want you to wait until you get any worse. Jesus Christ wants you just as you are. As we leave the broadcast, may I remind you again that it would be our privilege to have you visit Worth Baptist Church with us today. Study the Word of God in the Sunday School Hour. Our lesson, the Book of the Revelation, chapters 21 and 22. Or rather, chapter 20 today. And then next Sunday, chapters 21 and 22. Come and learn about the things of God, the Great White Throne Judgment, today at 10 o'clock from Revelation chapter 20. Next Sunday, we complete the study in the Revelation with 21 and 22. So come today, study God's Word in the Sunday School Hour, and worship with us in the services of worship today. May the Lord bless you as you do. So until next Sunday, at this same time, we wish you well, and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.